This is Visa Kalmurli of the 2nd of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to teach you to perform such elevated actions that you can claim the inheritance of sovereignty for 21 births and become the masters of the unshakable and undivided kingdom. Question. Which belief of householders is very different from the belief of sannyasis? Answer. Householders believe that God will definitely come in one form or another, whereas sannyasis believe that by remembering the Brahm element, they will merge into that. The Father explains that no one merges into the Brahm element. Souls are immortal. And so how could they merge into anything? When God comes, he definitely gives you teachings as the teacher. He does not give you this knowledge through inspiration. Song. Having found you, we have found the whole world. The earth and sky all belong to us. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard this song. Only the spiritual children say Baba. You children know that the unlimited Father gives unlimited happiness, that he is the Father of all. All the unlimited children, souls, remember him. They remember him in one way or another. But they don't know that they have to claim the sovereignty from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You know that the Golden Age sovereignty of the world that you receive from the Father is unshakable, undivided, and immovable. That sovereignty remains ours permanently for 21 births. Our kingdom exists over the whole world, and no one can snatch it away from us. No one can loot it. Our kingdom is unshakable because there is only one religion there. There is no duality there. That kingdom is undivided. When you children hear this song, your intellect should have the intoxication of your kingdom. You should have such songs at home so that you can quickly remember the Father and the inheritance. You should listen to intoxicating songs in remembrance of the Father. Everything of yours is incognito. Important people have a lot of show. You don't have any show. You can see that the one whom Baba entered doesn't make a show of himself. He continues to wear the same costume that he wore before. Your intellects can understand that Baba has entered this one in order to give us our fortune of the kingdom. You children also know that all human beings throughout this whole world perform unrighteous actions out of body consciousness. This is why they are called senseless. Everyone's intellect is locked. You were so sensible, masters of the world. Maya has now made you completely senseless and of no use at all. People have many sacrificial fires and do tapasya, etc., in order to go to the Father, but they don't attain anything. They simply continue to stumble around. No one knows God. They simply say that he is omnipresent. That is completely wrong. The word Father doesn't enter their intellects. Even when some people do use the word Father, that too is just for the sake of saying it. If they really understood him to be the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, their intellects would begin to sparkle. The Father gives you your inheritance of heaven. He is heavenly God, the Father. So why are we sitting in iron-aged hell? It doesn't enter anyone's intellect how they can now receive liberation or liberation in life. You have now received understanding. Baba has reminded us that when this world was new, and it was new, Bharat, it was our kingdom. There was one direction, one language, and one emperor and empress. In the golden age, there were emperors and empresses, and in the silver age, there are kings and queens. Then, in the copper age, when the path of sin begins, everything depends on each one's karma. Every soul sheds his body and takes another according to his karma. The Father says, I now teach you to perform such actions that you will continue to receive the sovereignty for 21 births. Although you have limited fathers there too, you don't have the knowledge there that you have received your inheritance of the kingdom from the unlimited Father. When the kingdom of Ravan begins in the Copper Age, relationships are based on vices, and you receive your fruit according to the actions you perform. Deities go on to the path of sin, and everything of the Golden Age comes to an end. You then take another birth according to your karma. In Bharat, there existed worthy of worship kings and also worshipper kings. In the Golden Age, the king, queen, and subjects are all worthy of worship. Then, when devotion begins in the Copper Age, the king, queen, and subjects all become worshippers. The great Sun Dynasty kings become worshippers and then become part of the merchant dynasty. You are now becoming viceless. The reward of that continues for 21 births, and then the path of devotion begins. They build temples to all the worthy of worship deities who existed and worship them. This only takes place in Bharat. The story of 84 births that the Father tells applies to the people of Bharat. Those of other religions come later. When expansion takes place, there are many of them. The deities had a variety of systems and customs. There was no system that the gurus of Bharat have. When the kingdom of Ravan begins after half the cycle, the systems and customs all change, and those who are worthy of worship become worshippers. At first, they perform unadulterated worship of Shiva alone. They built temples to him and then to Lakshmi and Narayan. When one person built a temple to Lakshmi and Narayan, another one did the same. Then they begin to build temples to Rama and Sita, and then in the Iron Age they continued to create images of all the different deities such as Ganesh, Hanuman, Goddess Chandika, etc. That paraphernalia is required for the path of devotion. A seed is so tiny and the tree that grows from it is so big. In the same way, there is so much expansion of devotion. They have created so many scriptures. The Father says to you children, all of that paraphernalia of the path of devotion now has to end. Now remember me, your Father. There is a lot of influence of devotion, It is so beautiful. They spend so much on dancing, shows, singing devotional songs, etc. The father says, "Now remember me, your father, and your inheritance. Remember your original eternal religion. You have been performing many types of devotion for birth after birth. It is those who belong to the household religion who begin performing devotion. Sannyasis don't perform devotion. To hold sacrificial fires and do tapasya, to make donations and perform charity and go on pilgrimages, etc., is all the work of householders, not sannyasis. They belong to the path of isolation. Their custom is to leave their homes and families to go and live in a forest and remember the Brahm element. They are those who have knowledge of the elements of the Brahm element. They refer to that element of light, Brahm, as God. The people of Bharat originally belong to the original eternal deity religion, but because they live in Hindustan, they consider themselves to belong to the Hindu religion. In the same way, sannyasis consider the element, that is, the residence of souls, to be God. They remember the Brahm element. In fact, when sannyasis are settled pradhan, they go and reside in the forests, etc., in peace. It isn't that they are going to go and merge into the Brahm element. The father says, that knowledge there is false. No one can merge into that element. Souls are imperishable, and so how could they merge into anything? They continue to beat their heads so much on the path of devotion. They then say that God will definitely come in one form or another to meet them. Now, who is right? They say that they will have yoga with the Brahm element and merge into it. The householders say that God will come in one form or another, and he will purify the impure. It isn't that he would teach from up above through inspiration. Would a teacher sit at home and give inspiration? There is no such thing as inspiration. Nothing happens through inspiration. Although it is said that destruction takes place through inspiration from Shankar, that is also fixed in the drama. They have to manufacture the missiles, etc. It's not a question of inspiration. People say that everything happens through God's inspiration. Or they say that annihilation took place when Shankar opened his eye. All of those things are stories. They don't understand the meaning of them at all. When you visit anyone's temple, they sing songs in praise of God with different names, Keshav, Rama, Narayan, etc., but they don't understand the meaning of what they sing. No one knows the praise of their singers. They call the founder of their religion their guru. In fact, it is wrong to call him a guru. Christ was not a guru. He simply established a religion. A guru is one who grants salvation. Those people come to establish their religions. Their dynasty follows them down here. They don't grant salvation to anyone, so how can they be called gurus? There is only the one guru, and he is called the bestower of salvation for all. Only God the Father comes and grants everyone salvation. He gives them liberation or liberation in life. No one can stop remembering him. People remember the one Father and say, O God, O Ishwa, because he is the bestower of salvation for all. The Father explains, all of those are the creation. I alone am the Father, the Creator. Only the one Father gives happiness and the inheritance to everyone. A brother cannot give an inheritance to a brother. An inheritance is always received from a father. I give all the unlimited children an unlimited inheritance. And this is why everyone remembers me. O God, forgive me. They don't understand anything. The Father says, I don't come because they have been calling out to me. It is predestined in the drama. My part of coming is also fixed in the drama. All the innumerable religions have to be destroyed, and the one religion has to be established. The Iron Age has to be destroyed and the Golden Age has to be established. I come by myself at my own time. This part of the path of devotion is also fixed in the drama. Now that the part of the path of devotion is coming to an end, I have come. Baba, you entered the body of Brahma in the previous cycle too. You receive this knowledge at this time. You will not receive it again. This is knowledge and that is devotion. The reward of this knowledge is the stage of ascending. It is said that you receive liberation and life in a second. King Janak received liberation and life in a second. Did he not? Was it one Janak alone who received liberation and life? Everyone receives liberation and life. The whole world receives it. The terms salvation and liberation and life are the same. Liberation and life means that you are liberated in life from this kingdom of Ravan. Baba knows how degraded you children have become. You have become very unhappy. You are now to receive salvation. You will first go into liberation and then into liberation and life. You will go to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness. The Father has explained the secrets of this cycle to you. The Father says, at this time, the world tree has become completely decayed in Tamo Pradhan, and this is why no one considers himself to belong to the original eternal deity religion. You used to belong to the original eternal deity religion, because the deities were pure. How can those who are impure call themselves deities? This is why it is said, continue to renounce these vices. These vices have existed for half of this cycle. Now renounce them for one birth. However, this requires effort. You cannot become the masters of the world without making effort. Only when each of you remembers the Father can you give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. It is only then that you can claim a right to the kingdom. You will become the kings of kings according to how well you remember the Father and follow Srimat. The teacher has come to teach you. This is the school to change from human beings into deities. He tells you the story of changing from an ordinary human into Narayan. This story is very famous. This is also called the story of immortality, the story of the true Narayan, and the story of the third eye. Look how beautiful this song is. Baba is making us into the masters of the world, and no one can take that mastery away from us. There won't be any earthquakes, etc. there. There will be no question of obstacles there. You are to receive the unshakable, undivided kingdom of purity, peace, and happiness as you did in the previous cycle. Bharat becomes heaven every 5,000 years. You know that you were deities, and what you then became while taking 84 births. You are now to become deities once again. This is known as being a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to give yourself a tilak of sovereignty, make effort to have remembrance. Renounce all the vices. 2. Remain as ordinary and incognito as Father Brahma. Don't have any external show. Maintain the intoxication of your future kingdom. Blessing. May you transform your mischievous attitude and make the atmosphere settle pradhan by becoming an elevated, responsible soul. The children who transform their mischievous attitudes can make the atmosphere satopradhan because the atmosphere is created by your attitude. Your attitude becomes mischievous when you are not aware of such a big task. When a very mischievous child does not stop being mischievous, even when he is very busy, he is tied up. In the same way, if your attitude becomes mischievous, even when you are busy in this knowledge and yoga, then tie your attitude with the bond of having all relationships with the One Father, and any mischief will easily finish. Slogan. The way to finish a wave of carelessness is to have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. Avyak signal, now reveal your form of a bestower. Make the sanskars of a bestower emerge and accumulate your account of charity by serving with your mind. Make weak souls happy with your words and distressed souls aware of their honor, and put zeal and enthusiasm into disheartened souls. Use your relationships and connections to enable souls to experience the color of your elevated company, and your account of charity will then continue to accumulate. Om Shanti.